This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's Washtenaw United. This is a weekly feature series in which we explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. Now, I don't know if you've heard the phrase, but a lot of folks refer to it as double pandemic. I'm David Fair, and what that refers to is the COVID-19 public health crisis and what Governor Whitmer has recently declared another public health crisis, and that is racism. We've all been stressing since coronavirus essentially shut us down back in March. We've all taken to heart the demands for social justice and an end to systemic racism that once again came to the fore with the death of George Floyd under the knee of a police officer. That is a stress that we've all lived with, but African Americans have been living with this for centuries now. It can be even worse trying to get through it alone, and that is the idea behind a project called IPSI, In This Together. My guest this morning is Dr. Michelle Rodriguez, and Dr. Rodriguez is a psychologist and the owner and founder of Collaborative Changemakers. She and her Changemakers team are working with the IPSI In This Together project, and Dr. Rodriguez, thank you so much for the time today.
I'm glad to be here.
Where did the idea for IPSI In This Together originate from?
So Pastor Powell had really been seeing, in general, kind of the needs of the community, and he's done a great job of championing for them and raising funds. And so as COVID came in and we were seeing that Black and brown people were being affected more, he contacted United Way, and we got a grant to try to help meet the mental health needs that were resulting from this crisis. And so from there, we really began to kind of dream up and plan how we could best use these funds to meet the mental health needs during this time.
Prior to developing specific programs for the project, had you noticed through your counseling services in both Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor that a lot of people were struggling more since COVID-19 hit and the George Floyd incident then was piled on top of it?
Definitely. It was almost immediate. I went in my own business from seeing people in person to seeing people online. And there was a dramatic uptick. People who had clients of mine who have been stable for over a year recontacting me because of anxiety and just uncertainty and stress related to having to make this sudden shift, trying to figure out what to do with their kids, trying to figure out what to do with their fears. And so, yes, even before he approached me, and again, that because how this was affecting Black and brown people economically, availability of childcare, things like that. It was a really, even before he approached me, I was seeing the need all over the place.
And yet, and it's almost hard to imagine in these times and in these days, but there are still a lot of people that attach a stigma to mental health issues and characterize seeking out professional help as a weakness of sorts. Do you see some of that as well?
I do. And I think that it makes sense. You know, we live in a country that kind of says, like, do it by yourself, be strong. And I think because often Black and brown people have been stereotyped in negative ways, it feels even more of a pressure to put up a strong front and to act as though we have it all together. When in reality, I think we see that when we get the support that we need from each other, when we have places where we can talk about what's really going on and see it as normal, we actually then have more access to heal the wound. It's almost like, you know, if you have a cut in your shoe and in your foot and you just pretend it's not there, it continues to hurt and hurt and hurt. Whereas if you could just stop and clean it, soothe it, bandage it, the whole rest of your day could go a completely different way. And I think that people are beginning to see that the same way that we go to the gym to keep our health up, the same way that we floss and brush our teeth, the same way that we know the early signs of a cold and a flu and we can treat it, the same way even with something as scary as COVID, knowing the preventative measures and how to get help if you need it go a long way in keeping us healthy. And so we're trying to continue to get that message out, but I think even more people seeing mental health addressed with celebrities and TV, it's beginning to make it feel a little bit safer.
And that is a great thing because it does take strength to ask for help. Now, in the African-American community and for other people of color, do you think a lack of institutional trust also impacts decisions to seek out care and support?
For sure. I mean, I think in those communities, we can look at history and we've learned that a lot of the institutions don't always have our best interests in mind. We've learned that even when we seek out help, for example, with something as simple as having a baby, that Black mothers don't fare as well as other people, that their pain isn't taken as seriously. And even in the mental health profession, it's well documented that providers who are often predominantly white haven't always been trained well, and the biases that they have in other areas show up in this area too. And so sometimes Black and brown people are over-pathologized the same way we're kind of over-policed. Sometimes our families can be over-policed by these systems. And so I think there's historically good reason why people have fears and cautions. I would say that even in Washtenaw County, there's per capita, I think, a really good amount of Black and brown providers, multiculturally competent providers. We still need more because a lot of us are full right now. But I think that we may not be able to trust all people in all systems, but I think that there are a good amount of services that are really here to help us.
Washtenaw United and our conversation with Dr. Michelle Rodriguez continues on 89.1 WEMU. Dr. Rodriguez is founder and owner of Collaborative Changemakers Counseling Services and is working with IPSE in this together, a new project. With all that we've discussed so far, Dr. Rodriguez, how do you take those observations and that professional experience and then put it into developing the program that is helping bridge some of the gaps in emotional and mental health in these times through the IPSE in this together project?
Well, one of our first thoughts was we just needed to get out a lot of information to as many people as possible. And so for that, we started doing our Facebook Lives. And immediately, we wanted people to understand that what's happening with COVID, and then what began to kind of emerge with the protests and the really beginning to mobilize the resistance against racism in our country, but also seeing so much really traumatic content on television around that, that this was all a collective trauma, that all of our nervous systems, our bodies were kind of in a fever pitch around what to do and how to deal with all of these changes, all of this sadness, all of the death even related to COVID in Black and brown communities. And so we wanted people to understand what the symptoms of that looks like, what it feels like. And really, it's a roller coaster every day. Sometimes you feel like you can't get out of bed. Sometimes you feel like you can't sit still. So we wanted them to understand what it looked like and things that they could begin to do. We had a specialist on talking about sleep and anxiety. I spoke about just what collective trauma is. We had another therapist talking about families and couples and just how to really take care of those relationships as we move through all of this. And so that was one of the very first things. And you know, we've continued to do those and move into more topics. Even we're talking about families and how they adjust to the unpredictability of what schooling is going to look like this fall. And so we really use that kind of as our first line of attack that would probably reach the most people the most quickly. And then we really wanted to also just bring people together, which is hard to do right now.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of us are trying to minimize our contact with other people. So we had small group discussions every Sunday night that people could just sign up for and come in and get more specific feedback. So they could come in and say, you know, I'm having a really hard time with helping my kids with virtual online learning, or me and my spouse and children are just driving each other crazy because we're always together. Or I can't sleep. I can't unwind from everything that's happening. And that they would be able to get immediate information back from mental health professionals, but also hear other people talking and realize that they're not alone and hear what other people are doing that's helping them.
And one of the most important parts of all of this is the connection, creating these connections. Are you finding that people are opening up, they're sharing of themselves and with one another, and then are taking the even harder step of maintaining positive and supportive relationships?
I think so. Honestly, even before our program, I live in Pittsfield near IPSE. So many different people coming together for, you know, even these food pantries that are just popping up, that are community members running them. I think people really are seeing that with something like this, feeling alone in it is the worst thing, and that each of us can do things to, you know, check in on somebody, pick up groceries for somebody who maybe their immune system is more vulnerable. And so I think this was just the extension of that in terms of getting people hearing and talking about the struggles and finding solutions together.
Beyond these virtual interactions, these personal interactions, and the community interactions, you are helping provide scholarships for some individual therapy for those in need, but you also have some self-care kits that can be used at home. What do those consist of?
Those are probably one of my favorite parts. Part of it, we were like, we don't want to just give people more information. We want them to actually have things that make them feel cared for and that they can use to feel better. So really early on, we identified two books right now that have been recently released by Black psychologists. One is The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health, and the other one is The Emotion Devotional. And so we wanted, even if they never attended anything else, to have really quality mental health information that they could read through at their own pace. And then there's a journal, there's a coloring book. The Butters Hygienics Company, locally vegan body product company, was really great, and they gave us really great body products. So things that you could do to just for a few moments let everything fall away and relax and calm. So you have those in there. And things like bubbles and Play-Doh that may seem silly, but research suggests that grown-ups need play too. And so this was a way that adults could laugh or just do something simple, but they could also do it with their children. You could play with Play-Doh while you're on these long Zoom meetings. And so there was just a variety of things in there like that that would give people various ways to take a break, relax, feel good.
Once again, this is Washington All United on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about the local project IPSI, In This Together, and we're doing so with the founder and owner of Collaborative Changemakers. Her name is Dr. Michelle Rodriguez. In many areas of medicine, doctors are taught detachment to avoid emotional connection with patients in order to best serve the physical or, in this case, emotional needs. Is that something you subscribe to?
I don't, and I think that really comes out kind of a Eurocentric worldview, that objectivity and detachment is what is best. I think that multicultural psychology has really said that showing up as a whole person with boundaries, makes people feel more cared about, and that relational component does a lot of the healing work. If I'm sad and I know that it matters to somebody and that person also has experiences where they can relate, we can connect and help each other change in a different kind of a way. And so I think there's a lot of newer ideas more centered around the collectivism of Black and brown people that are using that strength to really help us heal and grow.
So you too have been professionally and personally impacted by the manner in which COVID-19 has changed our sense of normal. You are a person of color invested in social change for equality and justice. So where do you find room in your counseling of others to share your personal experience, the manner in which you're dealing with the so-called double pandemic, and help break down barriers and better connect with those you serve?
That's been a huge part of this. Really early on, my team at Collaborative Changemakers, we decided it was important for us to meet at the beginning of the week and decompress ourselves to talk about, we're all Black moms. And, you know, whenever this stuff happens, even when it's not kind of an upkick of media attention, I have fears for my two Black boys in school systems and as they grow up and just move through the world. And so being able to talk about that with my team, with other just friends that I have that are mental health professionals, and also people just in my life that aren't even in that context, has been really helpful. I've noticed during this time, my backyard has become a refuge. When I get off of work, I go sit back there and just feel the grass under my feet, feel the warmth, and just breathe, and let, for a short amount of time, some of all of these things fall away. And I've also had a Zoom meeting with my family every Monday night, who are kind of spread out, and that's been another point of connection and laughter.
And therein lies the lesson. It is much easier or much better to not have to go through it alone, and I guess that's why you call it Collaborative Changemakers and IPSI In This Together, right?
Yes, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for the time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Dr. Michelle Rodriguez. She is a psychologist who founded and owns Collaborative Changemakers. The counseling services organization is working in conjunction with and in support of the local project IPSI In This Together. To learn more, check out our Washtenaw United archive on the webpage at WEMU.org. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and you hear it every Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.